I spent the last 3 years learning from some of the best business minds inside the game of basketball. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to create freedom and have fun while doing it. So the question is, how are hoopers and basketball fanatics like us using those same skills that gave us success on the court to give us success in our new sport of business? This podcast will give you the answer. Join me as I learn, apply, share knowledge, and change lives through the game that changed mine. My name is Myson Jones, and welcome to the Basketball to Business Podcast. We're about to listen to a quick introduction video of a role play with Joshua. He's a basketball trainer about to roll out a new service to a parent. And I was him, the trainer, and he was the parent. Role playing helps you to figure out what questions to ask and really get into the pictures in the head of the person that you're about to talk to. So if you're a basketball trainer about to roll out a new service, hopefully this video will help you out.
Do me a favor. Let's role play. So okay. Tell me who you would like. Tell me who you are, like, as a client. Give me just who the parent is and what their kid's situation is, and I'll be you.
Okay. So let's say I have a 10-year-old son. Has good fundamentals. Is growing into his body, but is now not as explosive or as athletic as he used to be. And we're trying to get him to understand footwork and positioning, so he can be a little bit more dominant on the floor.
Got it. Are they price sensitive?
Not for the most part. I don't think they would be, no.
What are you looking for? Like, what's the price point for the 2 to 6 groups or for the actual individual?
So for those small group or individual training sessions, I'm thinking about 40 a head.
Okay. Got it. And so, and that's for the small group and or individual. So if you do one person, it's 40. If you do 6 people, it's 40.
No, if it's individual, like a actual private, it's a 60.
Got it. Okay. And what's the 10-year-old's name?
Madden.
Madden. And the parent's name is?
Tony.
Tony. All right. Cool. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Hey, Tony, before I go into this, and my goal is not to be like, oh, I'm a great salesman. It's to give you insight potentially into Madden and Tony's perspective and to see how you can do this for other people as well, to have a better conversation that really guides them towards what you want them to be in and what may help them out.
For sure.
Does that make sense? Okay.
That makes total sense.
Yeah. I'm not trying to I'm a dope salesman. It's how can you get understanding from them and be in their shoes? So yeah, Tony, man, I appreciate you allowing Madden to train. He's had a really good session. How do you feel like he's progressing?
I feel he's progressing really well. Every time we bring him in, he seems to gain a little bit more confidence. Shots looking more consistent. There's just athleticism is still something that we want to work on.
Tony, did you play ball in high school, middle school,
or college? High school. Yeah, high school ball.
Cool. And were you really athletic or no?
No, not really. I would be kind of in the middle somewhere.
Got it. And how did you kind of compensate for that while you were a player in high school?
A lot of it was just using IQ, making sure that I understood spacing and being able to get to those spots and, making sure that I was efficient with my opportunities.
Cool. And do you feel like you gained that? And I have a point for where I'm going with this, Tony. I'm curious to know, but also when do you think you really fully grasped that, like the IQ and the spacing and those things?
That's a good question. I'm not quite sure. I just kind of understood that I'm probably not going to beat everybody off the ball or off the dribble. So I had to make sure that I was available to help my team. So it was just me understanding that I needed to be in an open position, ready to do what I could.
Right.
But if I had to give it a time frame, I would say probably somewhere around like late freshman year, maybe sophomore year.
Got it. Got it. Okay. So I'm going to table that because that's interesting you say that. As far as Madden goes, like, I mean, he's 10 years old. It's like, what are you, he's about to play his rec league season now. Like, what's your main goal for him this rec league season? And what does he want?
So my goal for him would be just to be a little bit more assertive and aggressive going to the basket. I think for him is just being comfortable with the ball in his hands and having pressure on him. So like just being able to deal and be comfortable with on-ball defenders.
Got it. Got it. Okay. And I mean, for the groups, you know, I think it's good. We have a larger number in the group training sessions, but I asked you that question because what do you think would benefit, how would it benefit Madden if he learned some of those things about IQ, about spacing, attacking, closeouts? You know, what if he can learn that right now? Something that took you until you were, what, 14, you know, 15 mm-hmm. as a freshman in high school. How do you see that benefiting him if he learned that stuff now, maybe as an 11-year-old, 12-year-old?
Yeah, that would be huge. If he could understand that now when it gets time to be on a high school squad, it's just going to be second nature and he's just going to be in the right place at the right time without really having to think too much about it. I think confidence as well, right? If he knows that he can make the shot and he can be in the right spot, then there's no anxiety about being on the floor.
Right. And, you know, and I'm glad you said that. I've been meaning to ask you this too, because I really want to start to segment some of my, I guess, closer clientele, the kids and the parents who I love working with, who I know I can help out on a higher level. I think him, Madden, being in a smaller group session or maybe individual, you know, for his shot to get even more consistent, maybe we can watch film. I haven't really got the details down packed yet, but I do want to get him in smaller sessions where they're more exclusive and we can really dive deeply into spacing, attacking closeouts, really handling the basketball against ball pressure. I just have a more controlled space as a trainer when I have three kids in the group, four kids in the group, to really set the session up to what's going to benefit Madden the most. Is that something that you would be interested in?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, cool. Well, and pause right here for the role play. I guess, and one of the questions I asked was kind of cheesy. Like, what if he could learn that sooner than you learned it? Like, I guess I was trying to walk you, Tony, to that perspective and basically, you know, tell me why you should sign Madden up for the semi-private or the smaller group sessions. But that's the approach I would take. What did you gain, if anything, from that quick, brief role play session?
I think the biggest one is just being direct and asking them exactly what they want to see. And like what, just finding out their pain points, find out what their pain points are, what they're really struggling, what they see as their biggest obstacle, and then having them imagine what it would be like if that obstacle was no longer in the way. But it's also the line of questioning, right? Where you just kind of walk them in. They basically ask the question and answer the question at the same time, which makes it really easy for me to kind of understand where they're at and where they want to go. And as the trainer, makes it easier to set up a plan to be able to get from point A to point B.
Right. And I'm working on these things myself. I don't know anything about Tony or Madden, yeah. Right. But you giving me the details and you answering those questions, it then allows me to, like you said, reframe it to where, okay, if that's what you need, then this is a logical next step. And I tried to kind of dig into You can go deeper into the emotional side. Like if Madden really wants to play with his friends, or Madden wants to be the dominant player in rec league, yeah, you can start focusing on those things too. But I think the gist of it is, why do they buy? Not so much how can you sell, or what do you say to sell? But, you know, you're talking about confidence, shot consistency, IQ, spacing, assertiveness to the basket. Like, it's interesting. You told me, you know, he's not as explosive, you know, understanding footwork and good fundamentals. Like, that stuff is great. But the key words that Tony mentioned were assertiveness to the basket and handling the basketball against pressure. You know, like, there are thousands of skills that we can throw out there as trainers. But when you said that, it kind of shifted me in my entire perspective to, hey, okay, I can set up this entire training session to where Madden's got to go one-on-one full court with this kid, you know, and to really put him in those situations to work on his skills and to be able to handle pressure. So when he gets to the game, it's second nature for him.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense? You changed my entire perspective, and you actually threw me for a loop when you said that, because I wasn't expecting that, you know? But now that that's what Tony said he cares about, paying attention to that signal, let's talk about that, because I want to serve you, Tony, Madden, as best as I can. If this is what you care about, then let's cater the sessions towards that for you. And I can do that in this new individual / semi-private training session, personal training session.
Gotcha. Sorry, I'm writing notes down as you speak. So I'm trying to make sure I get all this.
It's all good. Are these real people?
They are, actually. They're one of my clients. These are we have a really good relationship, and the dad helps coach the son's club team. So I know they're kind of like rebuilding. So my thought process was, why not just get them in and work with some of their players, have them build more chemistry, get to know each other's skill level and build that skill level, so that way when they go into whatever tournament or whatever they're doing, you know, they already have that chemistry and those skills.
Got it. That makes sense. Okay. Well, with that being said, man, you already have a relationship with them. It's really an honest conversation. Yeah, there's some skills that you can use. I think you can be honest about the skills too. I think you can be honest about, hey, I'm really trying to see if this is something that would be beneficial for you. And you know, my line of questioning is going to probably be because of that. So it's an honest conversation with these guys, since you know them super well and you've been training Madden already. I think that could be how the conversation goes, and leading with value first would be the easiest way to go about it.
Can you repeat that? And can you give me an example of that?
What in particular?
So you said just having an honest conversation. How would you start that conversation?
I would start the conversation wherever he's comfortable. It might be in the gym, wherever he has time to talk. Honestly, you know, I might text him and say, hey, you have a minute for a phone call? I really would like to see, if he's a business guy, you can ask, like, this is something I want to do for the program moving forward for Prime by Design. But I also want to see if this is something that would be beneficial towards Madden. So if you can just answer some questions, it may be a good fit for Madden. It may not be a good fit for Madden. So you can kind of reduce the risk and the awkwardness, like, hey, this might not be something you care about at all, or it might be too expensive and you don't want it at all. But I just wanted to ask you first, since I trust you, can we talk and see if it's something that would be beneficial to Madden? It's all about Madden. All about Madden.
Okay.
You know, and some parents care more about what they want than their kids want at times. It was tough because Tony's the customer. He has the money. But Madden's the kid. So it depends on who Tony is as well. But it sounds like Tony's a guy who cares about what Madden needs and really is willing to put money up to benefit Madden.
For sure. Dope. I appreciate that advice. That's super helpful.
For sure. And look, man, down the road, if something comes up where you have a lot of customers and you want help automating the texting, you want the calendars, you want the funnel so you can not be as manual with some of the administrative pieces, let me know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the software could be a good fit for you if you need those things. But I hope this call did help out, though, and help you kind of gauge and get a start towards getting more people towards the semi-private training.
For sure, for sure. And actually, I've been kind of marinating on doing the software. I was probably going to start here next month with the $50 option, because mm-hmm. One of the goals is I'm trying to grow this as well. Like, I got a small group of clientele; they're pretty faithful, but would like to be able to grow it and you know, just because I'm a personal fitness coach during the mornings, and I would like to be able to do this in the evenings and really be able to make this a career. So
got it, man. I think you being a personal fitness coach too, helping out, you know, if you do have knowledge towards sports performance, you know, mm-hmm. Madden needs some sports performance training. He needs some explosiveness, you know, and
yeah,
including that in the conversation and saying, hey, I can lead these sessions off with some speed and agility work too, to help him and give him some drills to do at home. I think that also adds to the conversation as well, you know.
For sure.
But as far as the program, for sure, man, whenever you're there, we'll schedule another call and we can talk through it.
Awesome, man. I really appreciate what you're doing, dude. You've been super helpful, not just on this call, but since I started following you on Instagram, there's been a lot of really good moments, like teachable moments of me having aha moments of like trying to understand and get the business right aspect of it too, and different ways to think about it to kind of help me grow the business. So appreciate what you guys are doing, and man, keep helping, man. It's definitely needed.
Now, you help me saying that, because I don't hear it all the time. So it's like, dang, we got very few people listening to this. But if the fact that it helps, man, that helps me to keep going. So thank you for sharing that.
No, definitely. Definitely, man. I'm definitely going to stay in touch here. You will hear from me here in the next month, maybe even sooner. I'm just going to go through my my budgets, make sure that everything's good. But definitely been looking at the software, and I had already made a decision of, yes, this is something I'm going to do. I just gotta pull the trigger, make sure everything's in line. It's going to be sooner rather than later.
Oh, dude, yeah. Trust me, I get that. And manage by the numbers, man. Manage by the numbers. So whenever that time comes, I'll be here.
Sounds good, brother. Thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate your help, bro.
Likewise, man. Take care. Talk to you later.
Hey, talk to you later.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.